On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston tells us that in this time of crisis, it may be time for personal transformation, for reorder.
My goodness, where does one even begin? Never have I experienced so much change in so little time. 80% of my livelihood depends on delivering seminars, workshops, and keynotes at client events across the nation. All my work has been canceled through May at least, and likely longer. The COVID-19 illness worries me, but more so for me, it's the flatlining economy. Yesterday, I noticed my hands trembling and got angry at myself for letting fear creep in. I should know better. In truth, my family and I are in a better position than most. Long ago, my wife and I set aside an emergency fund to tide us over in the event of several months of no income. We never hoped to use it. Now, it may be in play. Many are much worse off. Hourly employees in particular. A friend in the hotel business says layoffs have begun. A friend in the oil business says layoffs have begun. Airline employees are again in the crosshairs, and so many more. I used to be dismissive of people who showed no faith, no belief, no spirituality until crisis hit. Then suddenly, they were big believers. I thought them fake. Friends who hadn't been to church in years were now reading spiritual poems in church that they had written for their parents' eulogy. I realize now that crisis cracks our veneer and allows something different, something new, something transformative to shine in and awaken something dormant. Now I celebrate their conversions and hope their conversions stick, that they never return to their status quo. My friend Mark Foley emails daily inspirational and spiritual thoughts. Two Thursdays ago, he said he had around his normal 600 readers. This past Sunday, it was nearly 1,700. That's good. Maybe veneers are cracking. For some, it's spirituality. For others, it may be family. And others, something else again. Let the veneers crack and see what the light finds. I've said the words unprecedented times so many times in the past few days that I'm tired of hearing myself say it. But that's what they are. And I hope for you and me that these days ahead becomes times of unprecedented change for each of us. That when this is over, each of us is living a new normal with a reshaped value system. That we've used this time of uncertainty to create new certainties within ourselves about who we are and what's important to us and who we love and who loves us. If you feel your veneer cracking, don't fight it. Let it crack and see what the light finds, and let whatever change it leads to take hold. A Franciscan priest I read a lot says, order, then disorder, then reorder. Reorder is beautiful, but it follows difficulty. Crisis facilitates it, and now's the time for reorder. I'm Cam Marston, and I'm just trying to keep it real.
To hear more of Cam Marston's commentaries, search for Keeping It Real on your favorite podcast app or find them on Facebook.